At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Monday. Short week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Hope
everybody has good Thanksgiving plans for the holidays this week. Spend it with friends and family.
What's your TV schedule?
I am anchoring Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Everyone's off on Thursday. So you can catch me on the 4 o'clock news, the 5 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, the 7 o'clock news, and the 11 o'clock news.
The 11 o'clock.
It's a lot of teleprompter reading this week.
What time are you getting home?
We actually record the 11 o'clock news unless something is breaking. So
right.
Usually I get home by 9:30.
That's not too bad.
No, not my old life. I wasn't home until 12:15, 12:30 in the morning.
Bed at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
That's when we started this show at 5 a.m.
I mean, tonight I'll have to stay at least until after the SDFC and San Diego State games are over because I'll still have to do those highlights for the 11 o'clock.
But you know,
after I do that, I'll be done.
I used to feel bad for you, and then my kids got older, and I didn't feel bad for you. Because, like, I want to watch the games, and you get to go. You're at work, and you'll get to watch the games in peace, right?
Yes.
Wait, you're on 6 and then 11.
4, 5, 6, 7, and 11.
7 and 11.
But once the 7 o'clock is done,
you'll be able to watch.
I can
unfettered.
Watch both of those games unfettered until the.
I'm so fettered.
Do the 11. Yeah.
I'm like
is it a full hour
fettered.
Or half
I'm,
hour.
Half seven. Hour. Just half hour.
Okay.
So it's 7:30. You're done.
You're done.
And I'm really done actually after the first 10-15 minutes because then it's just weather and with pre-recorded segments.
So you get to watch everything.
I'll really get to watch everything tonight. Yeah.
I'm unfettered. I'm very fettered.
In a nice, newsroom environment, plenty of screens everywhere.
Yeah, you'll have TVs everywhere.
True.
You're going to get some food? Do you eat while you watch? What do you do?
I usually don't. I usually just eat lunch and then maybe have a snack when I get home.
Really?
I just don't.
You don't bring meals in?
No. I mean, when I was doing my weight loss, I always brought my meals in.
Yeah.
But now I just kind of space them out a little bit more.
Put some fresh salmon in there as you're watching the game.
All right, it is time, before we get to too much after 9 o'clock, to announce today's biggest fan. This is where it all blew up on us on Friday.
Yep.
Remember? Right around.
I certainly do.
This moment 3 days ago when we lost all of our signal and everything. But let's hope it goes a little bit better today.
Terrifying.
If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets, you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game next season with the whole fan staff and catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Today's biggest fan is Kurt Edwards from San Diego.
Kurt
Edwards from San Diego. You're now on the clock, 833-288-0973. It is still not too late to get your name registered at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan.
I feel like Kurt Edwards is going to call back because I feel like I see Kurt in the chat or on Twitter. Kurt Edwards sounds very familiar to me.
It's a name that does sound vaguely familiar.
Yeah, right?
But it could be sports figure. Kurt Edwards just sounds like NASCAR driver.
Running back from the 70s.
Running back,
Kurt Edwards.
Yeah.
He played for the
Kurt
Rams.
Warner.
Yeah. No, yeah. Kurt Edwards was drafted actually, by the Seattle Seahawks, and then was traded later in his career to the Oakland Raiders at that time.
No, not Kurt with a K. Kurt with a
Kurt
C.
Kurt with a C.
In this case.
Yeah. There's a distinction there.
Like Kurt. You're very short.
Don't brief. Be Kurt.
Don't be Kurt.
Don't be Kurt. That's what I should have told that lady. The one that was screaming at me. Hey, you got the call. Don't be Kurt.
Poor Kurt's out there.
Everyone's yeah.
Going, don't be Kurt.
Don't be Kurt. You're being very curt with that referee.
It's never a good thing.
No.
To be curt.
No, I'm curt sometimes.
I'm sometimes curt.
I can be curt.
I'm not trying to be mean.
No,
but
you
I can
be
very curt.
Curt. Yeah, you are curt.
I'm sure Kurt's stoked to call in.
Don't run out of time, okay? Got plenty of time. Paulie, take us away to the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition oh, of boy. The Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoya?
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
That's Kurt.
That's Kurt. That is very Kurt.
All right.
Happy Monday, gentlemen.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Got a couple of stories in football to start off this morning. I want to start off with the Las Vegas Raiders. They fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly last night. It has not gone well for really anybody with the Raiders organization this year.
Chip hasn't been able to find his footing.
He really hasn't.
In many, many years, right?
True. He left UCLA because he just would rather be an offensive coordinator. They pay him $6 million a year to be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and he got fired 11 games into the year.
And he gets to keep all his money, so I'm not going to feel sorry for Chip Kelly.
No, you never should. Let's see.
They lost 24-10 to the Browns yesterday.
That'll
Shedeur Sanders making his first career start.
Yep, got the win, his first career win. Dropped the Raiders to 2-9 on the year, and Pete Carroll and company decided to make a change. Pete Carroll said, "I spoke with Chip Kelly earlier this evening and informed him of his release as offensive coordinator of the Raiders. I would like to thank Chip for his service and wish him all the best in the future." Pete Carroll has not, as of right now that I've seen, has not named a new offensive coordinator for the Raiders. Vegas is tied for last in the NFL in points per game. They're 30th in total yards, 31st in rushing yards per game. I mean, they're pretty much the bottom of the barrel across the board offensively.
Chip Kelly won a national championship with Ohio State. So that's pretty good last year as the offensive
coordinator. That's the offensive coordinator,
But that's really after that.
I mean, he took those Eagles teams to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then
UCLA.
UCLA
was good.
He was okay.
But, I mean, how insulting was that to UCLA that you left a head coaching job at a power school
or
to become an offensive coordinator at another school?
Yeah.
Because he could make more money and win
a
national championship.
OC for a national championship winning Ohio State, like, I don't know that it gets much better than that.
That's why, like, that's sometimes
winning the Super Bowl.
We were just talking about guys, you know, leaving for greener pastures, and obviously the NFL is the NFL. You had a chance to go coach with Pete Carroll, and it's the NFL, right? Tom Brady's your owner. It's Vegas. It's,
you know, I was talking about this with you guys like off the air a week or two ago. I don't know. I think the gap has closed dramatically. It used to be like nothing's like the NFL, just like nothing's like Major League Baseball.
Yeah, man.
And the NBA is better than the G League. You get the hotels and the travel and everything. The gap has closed. Like, I was watching a game last weekend or 2 weekends ago, and it was Alabama, I think, was playing. And they were watching those players walking through the tunnel, and they got the boosters and everybody there. And I'm like, what does their locker room look like? Alabama football. You know, and I go, being a role player or a star player on like an Alabama or Ohio State, you're making good money now.
Yeah, you're making good money.
That's better than getting drafted and playing for the Titans.
No. NFL's For a player. I will say a coach, like you're right. The difference is it's negligible now. Unless it's your ego, like, I got to be in the NFL. I have to be in the NFL. I will not be complete until I'm an NFL coach or coordinator. That's different. But you can literally be the king of the world in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or the king of the world in Alabama, or at Notre Dame, or at Florida. You're the king. You're the king. You'd rather be the coach of Florida than the Dolphins. Probably would.
Yeah.
You can make it as good a money almost. I mean, it's crazy out there.
I don't necessarily think coaching is the problem with the Raiders. Now, they invested a ton in Pete Carroll. When I was there last month, billboards all over town, compete, we're going to compete. And it's a picture of Pete Carroll because they don't have any players to promote. They have no star players. Geno Smith is their quarterback.
What about Ashton Jeanty?
They drafted him, but he's
they don't play him much.
I mean,
do they
don't play him. They don't run him much.
Bowers.
He has 600 yards rushing. I mean, their best receiver right is Trey Tucker. They're just a team without any really star players at all.
Yeah, and I think, you know, players, obviously, you want to get to the highest level. Coaches, these days,
Max Crosby's decent defensive end.
You can have a really, really... Like, Chip Kelly should have just stayed under Ryan Day and just won another national championship this year.
Maybe Ryan Day gets scooped in a couple of years, and you throw your name in the hat to lead that team. I think that's... Yeah, I don't know. Not going well for him. Another move in the NFL, the Giants continue to just...
Question, quickly. Would you hire Chip Kelly here in a heartbeat?
Yeah.
I think you have to.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, despite all the failures. Yeah.
In a second. You want to talk about being able to market a head coach? There you go. Guy won a national championship 2 years ago.
Puts you on the map.
100%.
Absolutely puts you on the map. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Giants also fired their defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen. Now, they fired Brian Daboll a couple of weeks ago. Now it was the DC's turn. They blew their fifth double-digit lead of the year yesterday and lost that game, and he is out. Done. They're so over it in New York. It's just, it's weird, man. They're in every game.
Yeah.
These guys are playing hard. They fired the coach, the OC. I think they fired the OC as well with Daboll, and now the DC as well for the Giants.
Media's just got to get tougher up there.
I know. It's,
that's it. It's
I mean, I feel like if I'm a Giants fan, I wasn't expecting much this season. They play a lot of entertaining games. They've had some bad injuries,
well,
obviously.
You're talking like a Padres fan right now, buddy.
Not the worst.
Hey, it was pretty entertaining. I know we lost 4-3. But
not the worst season for the Giants fans. It could be worse. Yeah, they're not winning the games, but, you know.
Paulie,
entertaining?
That is deserved, Paulie. That is like, I mean, he doesn't get much.
Right side.
Yeah, there you go.
Boy, imagine him this morning on New York Sports Radio. Give that take again.
You don't feel like Mike and the Mad Dog are going with that take? You
know, give me that take again.
It doesn't matter if they win or...
Live on New York Sports Radio this morning.
I mean, they're playing, you know, close, entertaining games, and we got to be pretty happy with where the Giants are this season, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone in New York is like... That's a really good point he makes. I am
Tony's calling in from Tony, the number 7. He goes, "Who the hell is this guy on the air saying there's some good things happening?
I will kill you.
What's his name?
And your family." That's a turd polish if I've ever. No, they're in them. They're in the games. They're exciting.
5 double-digit leads.
That's
blown.
Such a bummer, man. Just it's
like
brutal.
That's the season right there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you built double-digit leads. I mean. Something has to be going right for you to build a double-digit lead.
You are. Like, our closer, whoever it is next year, if we convert Mason Miller to a starter, we make Estrada the closer, he blows 6 saves in a row. Well, I mean, we had a chance to win.
A lot of leads. Bro, you're doing something right.
You find me banging my head against the wall.
You're winning most of the game. It's got to count for
something,
right?
Throw you out this window.
You're not winning at the end of the game, but you're winning most of the game.
You're winning 8 innings. You would make me. I'd be banging my head against the wall. Yes, 6 saves in a row is bad, but we had the lead. That's something to be excited about,
totally.
Padres fans.
An easier problem to fix.
Does Ben ever run out of rags? No, he does not. I see him. He pulls one out from his back pocket like a mechanic.
Hey, if
I'll give you
Giants
50
fan,
bucks.
I'll go. Ah, we're better than
all
the Jets.
All right,
that's.
I'm gonna give you 50.
Something.
I'm gonna give you $50 cash. I need you to call into New York Sports Radio.
WFAN.
Call in today, and just wait on hold until they get you. And be like, hey, my name's Ben. I've been following the Giants for a while. And I'm...
Like, you have a commute, right? You're going to go home?
Yeah. And you're like...
So you got like a good hour
call
on
in,
the car.
Call in, and you're like,
look, I mean, they're in the games. At least they're in them. We're not getting blown out, guys. That's something.
Say, hey, this is Benny from Brooklyn.
And then Paulie can pull the audio and play it tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Just to hear the reaction.
I would want nothing more than that.
It would be so good.
All right,
so good.
Finally, we will wrap it up. Kind of a wild story out of Pennsylvania. And the internet, this story has gone viral. This woman, Brianna, told her story, and everyone's kind of siding with her. And I think I found myself siding with her as well. So she was saying back in September, her and her sister went to a Walmart to buy some supplies for a craft night, and they went to the self-checkout. There was nobody around, and she noticed that there was a $20 bill left in the bill dispenser at the self-checkout.
If you've ever gotten cash back from the self-checkout, it'll say, do you want cash back? Yes.
Yep.
You hit $20, $40, it'll
slides
spin
right
it out.
Out
the bottom. It's way below eye level.
Yep.
And I have forgotten.
You grab your bags, check, and then you just start walking off.
I forgot $40 at Vaughn's in Encinitas one time, and it was 2 hours later, and I went, I didn't get my cash. Idiot.
So
I just left it there.
She claims she was not following somebody who had just bagged up their stuff and left. Like, there was really nobody around, no employees. It was kind of just open checkout area. And so she's like looking around. She's like, sweet, my lucky day.
$20.
She didn't put it in her wallet, didn't even think about it. And then a week later, she got a phone call from the police department. Somebody had apparently reported their $20 had gone missing. They think they left it at Walmart. The store reviewed the cameras and they were able to track down this woman, Brianna, and say, hey, you're in trouble. You stole $20. And she thought, finders keepers?
I found it.
That's a real thing. So in Pennsylvania, they have a law where
Is finders keepers a real thing, or is it just a real thing to seven-year-olds?
I think it's a real thing.
I think it's mostly for seven-year-olds.
Finders keepers, losers weepers.
I don't know that there's any legal thing that says it's not true, though.
Well, except for...
So in Pennsylvania, they have a specific law. If money is left on the ground or anywhere else around you, it is a crime to take it without, quote, making a reasonable attempt to find the owner.
Ooh, now there's a gray area
saying, looking around, if you can see me on security cameras, there's nobody around.
Nobody here.
That's a reasonable effort.
She's supposed to run in the parking lot? Wait! Somebody left their 20.
No, you don't have to. You just can't take the money. But if you want to take the money, you've got to at least ask around.
You should have just pulled $40 out of your own.
So this has become this whole thing now. She's
$20.
Got a court date and all this. And she's like, can I get in touch with this person who lost? I'll give them $50 just to drop the charges and make this go away.
No.
She ended up going to court. She had to hire a lawyer and everything.
Oh,
and the lawyer got this charge dismissed. As long as she gave back the $20.
Let me put it this way. Let's say the same thing. Checkout stand, self-checkout, but instead of $20, someone left their wallet there with $20 in it. Can you take the... Oh, I found $20 in this guy's wallet. You wouldn't say that that's okay.
No, because it's easy to look at a person's license, know whose wallet it is.
Right.
If I track them down. It's happened to me. I left my wallet in a park. Guy tracked me down, dropped it off. Elite human being behavior right there.
But when it's just a 20, you can never verify that that was that person's
20. Correct.
That's a tough one.
Correct. They actually, in Pennsylvania, she's getting the electric chair. I just didn't want to tell you guys.
Yeah, it says
she's actually sentenced to death.
Finders keepers thing. It's illegal in Pennsylvania.
Finders keepers is illegal.
It says other states are technically have a lot of these laws, but they're much more. If it's anything less than $100,
I find money, I keep the money. That's how it goes. I'm sorry.
I think I'm taking that $20 as well.
Yeah, I
if you want to say the right thing is probably find an employee and be like, hey, somebody requested, tried to pull $20 out. And it was sitting here when I got there.
Yeah, KG.
But then that guy's putting it in his pocket.
KG the Elvis is a good point here. I'd like to inform the entire state of Pennsylvania I have lost a sum of cash. Hi, this is Stephen Woods. I lost some money. I lost $100 somewhere.
Everywhere. The entire state. I've been dropping cash in Pennsylvania for years.
Yeah, this is my second Hansel and Gretel reference, but Hansel and Gretel, I've been leaving $100 bills around.
So when Charlie Bucket found that shilling in the sewer and
he should have given
his golden ticket,
right.
He should have made a reasonable effort to find the owner of that shilling rather than spending it on chocolate bars for himself.
The guy
should have been charged with a crime.
Oh. I love it. Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
Interesting. Interesting stuff.
I was like, really?
It costs her $500 to give $20 back.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
I mean, like I said, she got the charges dismissed. She had to give the guy back the $20, and everything was well. But what a headache to go through.
Nightmare.
For $20.
Who's the nightmare that calls the store? I left my $20 back there.
I would, if I was this girl, I'm going, I want to see the security footage.
Like, yeah, I want to see the footage.
Does Walmart really have nothing better to do?
There is so much security footage now. You can probably see who left it. You can see exactly whose it was. They can check. I mean, if it was 100, you would go back, right?
Yeah, if I left $100, I'd go back and at least look and know it's probably gone.
How far?
You wouldn't ask someone at the store, hey, can you check and see if that...
Yeah, maybe.
Put yourself in the... Okay, so you go to the self-checkout, you pull $20 out, you leave it there, you forget. Let's say you remember when you get in your car. Do you go back?
Yeah, I run back. If I'm in my car in the parking lot, I run back. Every time.
Out of the parking lot, you're like at the stoplight. Are you going back?
No.
Like, as soon as that car moves, you're
choose
like,
choose the cars.
Whatever.
Start
it's $20.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Padres just made a bit of an announcement, if you missed it. Not a player announcement, but
how about
off-season
a hitting
announcement.
Coach?
No.
Not that either, but I'll let you know what it is when we come back.
Good
timeout.
Nothing.
Neither. Just informational.
Happy birthday
informational.
To...
Informational.
Okay.
Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97.3 The Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 97.3thefansd.com/foodfund and give today. And while you're there, you can check out a pretty cool trip to Chicago that we're going to be going on at the end of June with the Tier 1s. Just announced that this morning. If you missed it, the Bennewoods getaway to see the... our local baseball team play their local baseball team, the Northside One, at their historic stadium. Going to go to a couple of games, have some dinners, have some events and fun with Tier 1s. We've already heard that a bunch of people have signed up for the trip, which includes airfare, 4-star hotel, a bunch of dinners, tickets to the games. Looking forward to it already. We're still over 6 months away, but we know we'll be at least a couple of games in Chicago this season. And speaking of going to games, Padres just announced, if you are so inclined, that limited game, single game tickets will go on pre-sale beginning today and lasting through Friday, December 5th. Fans can secure their first tickets for big games, including the opening series against the Detroit Tigers, as well as games against the Dodgers and the Yankees. Remember, 72 sellouts last year.
Yes.
So, you know, most of the season ticket holders are back. There's still a waiting list, but they do reserve some of their tickets for single games every year. The best games go fairly quickly, though, and this is your chance to buy them early and secure your spot for at least a few games this year at Petco Park.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, it's going to be. Have you guys, they haven't officially announced that Mexico City thing yet, have they?
They have not. Okay. Those are road games. Technically, against
for the Padres.
Arizona for the Padres. Okay. So I don't know how that works in terms of ticket purchases. I'm sure there will be an availability if you want to go see those, but it's probably MLB and the Diamondbacks who are more in charge of that than the Padres. But I'm sure there's a way to get there.
We reserved our rooms.
Did we?
Me and the missus did.
Oh, for Mexico City?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very exciting.
But we don't know if it's happening.
Has not been announced.
Not been announced officially.
You go to padres.com/ticket presale.
Yeah.
If you want to get more information on how to sign up for single game tickets for next season.
Okay.
The offseason, Hot Stove League, we mentioned the Marcus Semien, Brandon Nimmo trade that was announced yesterday. What are the other rumors that's floating around? And this actually does involve a couple of Padres players. The Pittsburgh Pirates and Miami Marlins are both being talked about as teams that want to spend a little bit more this season.
Yes.
Now, I don't think anyone thinks the Pirates are going to land Kyle Schwarber, which they are rumored to be interested in.
How come? Why not?
Because they don't spend that much money, and that would be kind of insane to all of a sudden go from zero to one of the top free agents on the market.
What is he going to command?
I don't know.
As a would you go so far as to call Kyle Schwarber a one-dimensional player? Like, he's the home run hitting version of Luis Arraez.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he gets on base.
What's his OBP last year?
He walked quite a bit.
A lot?
Okay. But yeah, it's, you know, three true outcome sort of player.
Okay. What is he going to command? 25 per?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, is it doable? Do they have the money to do it?
Sure. They do.
If they wanted to. Will it make a difference? Will they become winners, you know, in the Paul Skeens era by just signing Kyle Schwarber? I think they have more work to do. But the theory about this is that both the Marlins and the Pirates are afraid of getting grievances filed against them again by the Major League Baseball Players Association for not spending enough of their revenue-sharing money. According to the agreement with the union, teams that receive revenue-sharing money, and the reports are that the Marlins and the Pirates get about the most, around $70 million a year. Teams that don't spend 1.5 times that amount on payroll, which would be in the neighborhood of, you know, a little over $100 million, are then subject to grievances, and they don't have the benefit of the doubt when they get a grievance filed against them if they're not spending enough money. So both teams, especially with new CBA negotiations coming up, want to make sure that they spend enough that they're in the clear to, you know, view it. So they're being rumored about many players, but with the Pirates, if they don't land Schwarber, Ryan O'Hearn is someone who is considered a fallback option.
He could probably milk some cash out of those
guys.
Well,
that's the thing. And he could also drive the price up for the Padres, who, you know, I think would be interested in re-signing Ryan O'Hearn. And Michael King is someone that the Marlins have apparently already reached out to as well about potentially joining the pitching staff. Again, driving up the price. Even if they don't land these guys, the Marlins and Pirates, by being players in the offseason, could be driving up the prices for some of these Padres free agents that, you know, don't have any idea if the Padres are willing to spend on Michael King or even Ryan O'Hearn this offseason. But we certainly would think that they'd at least have the conversation with both of those players, guys that they'd want to bring back. You know, the big time teams are going to be in on some of those guys, but now even the smaller time teams are kicking the tires on Ryan O'Hearn and Michael King here this offseason. Good news if you're Ryan O'Hearn or Michael King.
Yeah, man, you want as much interest draw. I mean, every friggin' team in baseball should be in on Michael King. Every single one should be in on Michael King, looking to add them to their roster. So, great for Michael King. Drive up the price.
Especially if many teams are looking before the CBA to maybe spend a little bit extra this offseason, even if it's just for show, which it might just be for show. Like, you're going into negotiations with players, and they're all saying, look at all these teams getting revenue sharing. They're not spending money on players. And then they go, but wait, we just signed Michael King, and we just signed Ryan O'Hearn, or even Kyle Schwarber. Is it disingenuous? Maybe a little bit, but you know, when you go into it, you want to have as much ammunition as possible in negotiations.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but listen, I mean, you know, if you're Ryan O'Hearn and you want to win, you don't sign there. And if you're Michael King and you want to win, I don't know that you sign in Miami. I know they have a up-and-coming pitching staff.
They jumped from 62 to 79 wins last season, Marlins. I didn't even realize that.
They've got an up-and-coming pitching staff. You know, if you're, it's all player dependent. You got to love where you're playing, even if you're getting paid a ton.
Because all the rumors were they were going to trade Alcantara and Edward Cabrera, but if they're trying to sign and win, maybe they aren't going to trade those guys and just add to their pitching rotation with someone like Michael King.
Indeed.
Interesting, though, that there's some surprise bidders out there in free agency this offseason.
Isn't that what would happen to if you instituted the salary floor in baseball?
Partly, yeah. You'd have these teams bidding on more guys, for sure.
And again, in free agency, like, it has to be a mutual thing. Like, yeah, we're going to pay you a lot of money, but you also have to want to play here, you know? And if you're one of those guys, it's like, I got a few years left, I'm going to take the highest bidder, fine. But you can take advantage of some of those teams with a salary floor that have to spend the money, and you can probably get more money than you would have gotten from another team. But then you're playing in Pittsburgh, you're playing in Miami.
Plus, both of those owners have attendance problems.
Correct.
And even the show of spending some money could draw in some new fans.
Like,
for next
I love Ryan
O'Hearn,
but if you're a Pirates fan, you're not like, now I'm in.
But Schwarber
I don't go to watch Paul Skeens pitch, but I'm going to go watch Ryan O'Hearn play for
I love Paul Skeens.
Right. So we'll see.
Don't forget, all guests on Ben and Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their lives when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiro.com. All right, final segment. Set the stage for a big night in San Diego sports as we wrap things up. Head to 10 o'clock with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Final segment of Ben and Woods on a Monday. Paulie, give everybody the bad news. If everyone was hoping that Troy turned out, it turns out Troy is probably one of the best college basketball teams in America after beating SDSU and taking USC to triple overtime. How are they following up last week's epic performances as they are battling Toledo this morning?
Not great.
Not good.
They're down Let me refresh. They're down 7 now. They were down like double digits a few minutes ago.
Well, maybe it's another
they're
epic.
They're down 7 with under 4 to go.
Epic comeback.
Okay. At least force overtime.
Yeah, but they're not playing a top 25 or top 25 fringe team. They're just playing Toledo this time. That's going to look like a really bad loss at the end of the season.
Indeed.
Unfortunately, as we all feared, it would.
Well, if they don't drop this one to Toledo, they'll drop one to LaGrange or something. And
LaGrange? Is it LaGrange?
Isn't that a ZZ Top song?
It was. Well, I'm down on the Texas town.
South Alabama or Old Dominion.
They got a lot of nice girls down there. You know that song? He does that bit at the beginning. They got a lot of nice girls down there.
Which means, yeah, tonight's game against Michigan is one of your few opportunities to change the narrative about San Diego State basketball.
Hey, no big deal. If you win this game, it wipes that thing out. So that's what you're playing.
It
kind of does.
And if you don't, then, well, you're probably dropped out of the field. I saw Joe Lunardi this morning did his updated bracketology, and the Aztecs are still in.
United takes the town. About to check
outside the games.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Why are you talking? Just
no, nobody knows what you're talking about. We can't hear you.
Wanna go.
Hold on.
To that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Ben Decipher's ZZ Top would be a good segment.
That would be very good.
Yeah, Lunardi has the Aztecs now already in his last four in the field. Like, would be in a first four game like they were last year. So they went from solidly in as an eighth seed, now barely hanging on to a tournament spot. So they lose a couple in Las Vegas this week and figure they're not even in as an at-large team anymore. You're going to have to dominate the rest of the way. Okay. Dominate if you want to make the NCAA tournament. If you don't do something,
well, that season could really go from, man, this is unbelievable, to, wow.
We got too many good players. How's Dutch going to work them all in?
This, Paulie and Ben, is just the worst part about being in sports radio.
I do trust Dutch that he knows his team on the court.
Yeah, buddy. Starts tonight.
Tonight would be nice.
Tonight would be
and then, of course,
one.
That's not even the biggest game in San Diego. The biggest game will happen at Snapdragon Stadium. We can talk about that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. The bar is fairly low, but I think it's fair to say that this is the most excited I've ever been for a soccer game in my life.
There is absolutely no question about it. There is no question about it. I remember the last time the World Cup was going on.
I was into it, but I wasn't,
I was into it.
I wasn't like nervous. Or,
no,
you know.
I didn't have a real investment in the players, you know, necessarily. And I watched a couple of other countries play, and that was okay, but I didn't get as into it as I have with SDFC this year.
That's part of, you're absolutely right. Getting to know some of the players over the course of the season.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's American flag. I got to root for
getting
them. Okay,
to know
fine.
Mikey. You
but
know.
Getting to know the principles. Has been huge. You know, it's like I always say, like, I don't follow the NBA. If they had a team here, I would be a rabid NBA fan. Rabid. Right? Because they're here, and I'm looking at them, and I'm meeting them, or I'm going to, you know, cover them, or whatever it is. The minute they got here, I was even skeptical then. And I think Mike Yavaris had a lot to do with it. But it's been really fun. The games, also. Now, what was the team that I did PA for?
1904 FC.
What was that?
That was a soccer team.
Yeah, what league was it?
I don't really remember.
I don't either.
They all kind of blended together.
Yeah.
At that time, right? And they asked me if I would do PA. And I said, no, I know nothing. They said, well, this is what we'll pay you. I said, sure, I'll do it. So I did it for a whole season. And I'm not kidding you when I say I think they scored one goal. At home, on the road, they play. I'm not joking when I said I think I had one, maybe two calls of goal. Like, that's it. I would sit up there, Ben, in that press box, and I would have to hold my eyes open from exhaustion and boredom. It was the most boring thing I had ever laid my eyes on.
I mean, it was a good four or five rungs down from the MLS. This was the National Independent Soccer Association, NISA. That they played in.
It was so mind-numbingly painful and boring that I said I can't do this.
Do you remember why they were called 1904?
I do, but I can't remember.
SD. 19
is 19, the right. S is the 19th letter
that's
of the right. alphabet. D is the fourth letter of the alphabet.
That's right. And I just remember sitting up there going, well, I'm glad they're paying me semi well. Because this is excruciating. It was,
but not watching SDFC.
It's miles different. They're such a fun team. They're such an exciting team. The way they play is exciting. The players are exciting. They've got a lot of flair. The crowd is bananas. There are 14 people at those 1904 games. It was horrific.
And that is for me a big difference because. Watching soccer before, I couldn't really tell the difference between
good and bad.
Good soccer right. and just sort of good soccer.
And people will listen to this and they'll go, oh, you haven't seen this league, which is way better than yeah. MLS. And I fine.
But now but I'm starting to develop enough of an appreciation that I know, okay, SDFC plays a appealing brand of soccer.
It's appealing.
Now, is it as good as Premier League right. or Bundesliga? No, but... For American soccer, it's as appealing as I think you're going to get.
I mean, yes, and if I lived in Germany, I'd probably be like, oh, you guys are excited for the MLS playoffs? Wait till you see, you know, this. But I don't. I live here.
You can make the argument that no one in soccer plays America, or no one in America plays soccer in a more appealing fashion than SDFC. It's our top level. We play more appealing than the national team, certainly does. And it's fun to watch.
It's
They've
a blast.
Put together a really fun to watch soccer team in this first season that's had a ton of success and is now three wins away from a championship.
Yeah, incredible.
What more can you ask for?
That's it, man. It's incredible. It's been incredible.
You write the book on how to together and launch a team. SDFC has written the book. They've handled it just about flawlessly from the beginning.
And I don't want it to end tonight. That's the other thing. I'm just so fired up to watch this game and scream for them, and I just can't wait.
If you are going, which means you're probably in the know because it's sold out and you got your tickets long ago, you probably know they're doing a blue out at the game, which means you're supposed to wear all blue so everybody in the stadium looks the same, makes it
the azul.
More intimidating. Yes, the azul part of the azul and chrome focus on the blue, and they want it to look very blue.
What is Craig going to do?
As the Chromaniac? He'll be the one guy in silver
well,
in the entire in chrome in the entire stadium? Or will he wear blue? I didn't ask him that.
Some breaking baseball news. Warren Schaefer. If I said the name Warren Schaefer to you, who would that be?
I would say he's the Rockies interim manager.
He is now officially the Rockies manager. He
really?
Will remain Rockies manager in 2026.
So, Paul DePodesta's first big move.
Keep the guy we got.
Is to keep the interim guy that no one had ever heard of before as the manager.
Warren Schaefer. If you put a gun to my head and said, who is the manager of... the Rockies, I would have said, I have no idea.
That's a direction, for sure.
Yeah, my boy BKG tweeted in, you don't live in England, but you listen to their music. Yeah, I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to listen to English bands. Therein lies the difference. If I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, all right, Oasis is playing. I'd be like, oh, never mind, I'm not doing it. So, I see your point that you're making, and I'm sure it's fantastic, but... I don't love it that much to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and cheer for a team of a city I've never been to.
I think it's just hard because there's which do I watch? The Spanish, the Italian,
which one?
The English.
People
the
have decided
German.
And they're like they're convicted in their
but
decisions.
Until you really are getting involved in one league, it's hard to make a pick. It's like
it is.
They're all good, they're all over the place. I don't know what to watch. I can't watch them all, obviously.
No, I can't either.
But now I can watch MLS. And now I'm not just watching SDFC, but I'm throwing on some of the other playoff games as well. I'm starting to get into it.
It's exactly what they wanted. They wanted to hook you in, and they got us. So I'm excited about it.
All right, so that's the big news tonight. We will have full reaction tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to college basketball and Major League Soccer in the morning.
I'd love a double guttural yell tomorrow. Ooh. That's what would make me very, very happy. Double guttural scream from the Ben and Woods program.
Someone in our chat said they thought Michigan was ripe for the upset. And they were, it's J-Dubs. He said, go blue. He's a Michigan fan. But
thinks really?
They're ripe for the upset tonight.
The line has moved overnight. They were, I think San Diego State was 7.5-point underdogs last night. And I think they're down to like 5 or 5.5 now.
Smart money, late money, always knows.
It's nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking. I love a nerve-wracking night in sports.
My friends also, somebody sent me a... stat, an unranked team has not beaten a ranked team yet this year.
In college basketball, I saw that too.
That means it's time.
I mean, today there's number of chances.
Oh, like the whole top 25 is playing tonight.
But I'd love if San Diego State could be the first. That would definitely change the conversation about the Aztecs tonight. All right, that's it. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Toyota of Poway. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. The Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com and drive home happy this holiday.
It's a fun show today. I like that a lot.
It was a fun show. And we're already a third of the way through our week.
I like that a lot.
I like that a lot.
Our Midway Point show will be tomorrow at 6 a.m. We will rejoin you then to talk Aztecs and SDFC. Midday, guys, coming up next for Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, and hopefully see you in Chicago next summer.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.